to let you pour water into a narrow bottle.
Fine.
And if you trying to get horses and mules to go faster, if you were riding in a buggy, what would you use?
Go fast. Well, they had what they call a buggy wheel.
Okay. Well, if you got some food at the store, the grocer might put it in a what?
Put it in a bag or a sack. We'll use either one of the wood.
What would it be made of?
Huh?
What would it be made of?
A paper most of the time.
What about if you got, say, 50 pounds of flour? What would that be? It
would be in a sack.
What about the bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in? What do you call that?
It's called a sack.
Okay. You ever hear it called a toe sack or a crocus?
Well, yes, right. They call them both names. Crocus sack. And I've heard a toe sack, too. I don't know what they knew one of them meant.
Did you use those words growing up?
Well, we use them a lot, yeah.
Those words? Same thing?
Yeah, crocus sack. Crocus sack is the words I use most of the time, but I've heard the old people say the toe sack. I don't know what they meant by that, but I use the same thing they would use. Mostly I use crocus sack.
Well, what would you call the amount of corn you might take from the mill at one time to be ground?
Well, we just say we're taking corn to the mill to be ground. Sometimes you take a half a bushel, and sometimes you take a bushel. Call it what you have.
Well, what would you say about the amount of wood you can carry? Bring in a
wood. Armful.
You ever hear the word turn used turn of wood or turn of wood?
Yes, they've used a turn of wood song. But most of we use was bringing an armful of wood. Bring in some wood. Mm-hmm. Put as much as you could get in your arm and bring it in.
When the light burns out in the electric lamp, you have to put in a new what?
But.
And if you don't carry, you wash out and hang it up on the line, you might put it in what?
Oh, put it in the clothes basket. And hang it on the clothes line.
Okay. Well, we talked about barrels, huh? What is those things that go around the barrel and hold the wood?
Oh. Now, I believe they call them barrel stages and hooks.
Okay.
Call them either one of the two.
The things going around?
Yeah. They call it the barrel stages or hooks. Barrel hooks.
What is that little musical instrument you play at your mouth?
About a juice harp.
Okay. Well, now, is that, how is that made? That thing you hold
between
your cheeks and
your fingers? I think that, I never did play one, but I think they just put it in the lips, you know, and had a little spring in there, you know, and they use the dress to make the different sounds of the tune.
Okay. It's just a little thing you blow on.
Well, it's a little round thing. It was round on one end and was sharp on the other, you see. In other words, you could put it in your mouth and I assume them do it like that, kick it like that.
Okay, kind of hold between your teeth.
I think they lift the teeth one. Yeah. I don't know which one.
Okay. Well, now what about one that you would just blow on to make?
That was a harp. We call them a harp, but I learned later it was harmonica.
Okay. Well, that's just another name, isn't it?